And that is the fact that Twitter's own CEO and founder announced his resignation yesterday. Jack Dorsey stepping down with immediate effect 16 years after he launched the social media platform. I can still remember the first conversation with somebody saying, "Ooh, have you tried this new platform where with a little bird?" And wondering what on earth they were talking about. And here we are 16 years later. It's so deeply ingrained in so much of what we do, certainly in this building. It's almost impossible to imagine life without it, although it wasn't that long ago we didn't have it. In his letter to employees, Jack Dorsey said he felt it was time to move on, that companies eventually need to distance themselves from their founders' influence, find a way to stand on their own, voicing great confidence in his replacement, the company's chief technology officer, Parag Agrawal, who, as you heard Colin saying, now becomes the youngest ever CEO, or certainly the youngest current CEO of a Fortune 500 company. That was apparently a unanimous board decision to have him take over as CEO. What does it all mean? How significant is it? And where to from here for Twitter? On the line is Jan Vermeeren of My Broadband to give us a more informed opinion than I can offer you. Jan, always great to have you on the show. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Does this come as a surprise, first of all? There has been lots of pressure, certainly, on all of the social media platforms to get their house in order. Do you think this is part of that or the personal decision he claims it is?
Yeah, it's a combination. It is somewhat surprising, but it's not necessarily a bad one. There has been pressure on Jack Dorsey in particular because he's CEO of two companies and shareholders are saying he needs to pick one, and particularly shareholders, a major shareholder in Twitter said he needs to step down as CEO of Twitter, make room for someone else, and not split his focus like this. Yeah. And I'm sure Jack Dorsey felt, yeah, but what about Elon Musk? I'm certainly not the only CEO out here with a split focus, but yes, so it's going to be a combination of pressure, and then, you know, there's probably going to be some introspection that happened, and Dorsey deciding, you know, what he wants to do. He's been really active in the blockchain and cryptocurrency space. It's difficult to guess at what his motivations might be, but certainly, you know, based on what we've seen him working on, I would wager that he's going to be focusing in that area and on his other company, Square.
Okay. Jan, I mean, it's only 16 years, and, you know, looking into his background this morning, I did a real double take and a big gulp, and I realized he's a couple of months younger than me. Clearly, my business acumen wasn't quite on par with his, given where he's ended up at age 45. But quite an extraordinary story. Somebody who never finished his college education, dropped out before he completed his degree to start playing around in the online spaces, and came up with the idea of what would become Twitter when he was still a student at NYU. Just to remind us, I mean, the company peaked at, I think, 600 million plus tweets a day in its heyday in the sort of the mid-2010s. It hasn't held on to quite that level of glory since then, though. How significant in social media terms does Twitter remain to this day?
Yeah, it's still a major force, as we see in South Africa. It's used all over the world for all kinds of good and ill. Political activism, organized, you know, communities organizing themselves, but also a lot of other things, from, you know, election manipulation that we've seen, to hate campaigns. So, you know, just like any social media company, it faces pretty much the exact same challenges. But it has a different approach. It has had a different approach in how to deal with them, for example. So where Facebook has openly welcomed political ad campaign spending, Twitter has refused it. And so, while they do struggle with the same content moderation problems perhaps to a larger degree, as some critics might say, than a platform like Facebook or YouTube, they have taken a very different stance with regards to political content on the platform. Obviously, also landing themselves in hot water along with Facebook after banning Donald Trump.
Yeah.
All of these social platforms that have become the new public square of any human connected to the internet. Obviously, there are many of us who choose not to engage on these platforms, but there are many more who do. And so these companies have become like public squares. And Twitter is certainly a major force in the space, but shareholders are unhappy that it's not quite making as much money as it could, and not making as much money, or as they believe it could, and as much money as its competitors, for example. So even Snapchat, which faces extreme uphill from Facebook, extreme competition from Facebook's platforms, Facebook infamously copying Snapchat's features wholesale over into Instagram and Facebook and WhatsApp. And yet Snapchat is making more money than Twitter, or doing better, you know, financially than Twitter, which has been around for longer. So there's that that aspect to it as well. But that doesn't mean that the Twitter's impact has diminished. It's certainly a force to be reckoned with, and I don't think anybody going anywhere anytime soon.
Jan van Meulen, thank you so much for the update. As always, a pleasure to have you with us. Jan from My Broadband, of course, reflecting there on the news of the resignation with immediate effect of founder and CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey.